Australian share market is set for a positive start in early trade on Tuesday, returning from the long Easter break. It comes after US markets staged a pretty solid rebound in overnight trade. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq all rose by around 0.9%. It is a contrast to the very cautious tone that dominated global markets in the lead-up to the Easter break, with geopolitical tensions, particularly with North Korea, dominating investor focus. So on the last session before the Easter break, we saw the Dow Jones and the S&P down by about 0.75%, and the Nasdaq was down by about 0.5%. The absence of any significant event in the intervening period was a relief to the markets, and they are now more firmly focused on the US reporting season, which gets underway this week, with a number of big names reporting over the course of coming days. European markets ended their latest session before the Easter break well in negative territory. The DAX was down by about 0.4% and the FTSE was down by about 0.3%. Another factor which is going to be helping local trade today is the latest reading on Chinese GDP, which was released yesterday. In the first quarter, we saw the Chinese economy expand at an annualized rate of 6.9%. So very encouraging news, with a number of other readings as well. That was just ahead of the market's expectations. So that should provide a foundation of optimism in local trade today. The only caveat is that we're likely to see rather thin trade as we move into a holiday shortened week where there isn't all that much on offer as far as economic news is concerned. On Tuesday, the feature will be the release of the RBA's latest minutes from the latest RBA meeting. It's probably going to be a case of the market still being quite attuned to what the RBA is thinking in relation to the property market, which is running quite hot, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. Elsewhere, as far as commodity prices were concerned, oil prices were a little bit easier, down by about 1% to $52.65. Gold firmed up a little bit, trading towards $1,292 per ounce. The Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer, but it's trading just below 76 US cents.